Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hello, welcome to the Balance Podcast. Our guest today is the wonderful Madeline Shaw. There's a strong chance you follow Madeline across the socials. Madeline is a nutritional therapist and author. And as we talk about on the podcast, Madeline was someone whose life was heading in one direction and she turned it around into another. And thankfully, we have the success story that we have today. We also talk about Madeline's work with Better You. Madeline has her own range with Better You. And as Madeline explains, people have reached out to her to say that they became pregnant thanks to Madeline's work. It's a fertility range. And as Madeline says, that's powerful stuff. When someone reaches out to you and says that they are embarking on the journey of parenthood and you've played a role in that, that's incredible. So we talk about Madeline's life. We talk about her work. I also comment on the fact that her website, madelineshaw.com, it's one of the most soothing websites that I've ever been on in my life. I tell you what, if you need to calm down a little bit, especially as lockdown is easing, I don't want to jinx it by saying that, and you find your anxiety increasing, check out madelineshaw.com. Your shoulders will drop about 3 inches. Really loving to chat with Madeline. A very soothing, calming presence. And as I say to Madeline, she should be hoovering up voiceover work. And I reckon Madeline had secretly had a similar thought. Given what she does for a living, she's got the perfect voice and indeed aura, spirit, call it whatever you like. I mean, talk about someone who's found their calling. Madeline Shaw has absolutely done that. We will hyperlink Madeline's work with Better You. Just to have your own product range in conjunction with a company such as Better You must be incredibly exciting. And to hold that, you know, when that product first comes out, to hold it in your hands, that must be quite the moment. And also, regular listeners, talk about variety being the spice of life. We've gone from Ric Flair, the greatest wrestler of all time last week, to Madeline Shaw, nutritional therapist and well-being influencer, within the space of two episodes. We like to mix things up here at Balance. So here she is, the wonderful, the soothing, the calming, the very inspiring Madeline Shaw. First and foremost, huge congratulations with pretty much everything. But one thing I wanted to ask about you is, How you ended up going from, because I know that your life was potentially going down a certain path. There was fizzy pop, something that I myself have had my own battles with, as my dentist will attest. But you had that. There was the unhealthy eating, and then you effectively turned your life around. Can you just explain what happened there? Because it's something that a lot of people would love to do, but it's not always, you know, life gets in the way, I guess.
100%. So it probably kind of started when I moved to Australia. My family are all from New Zealand, but for some reason I was obsessed with Australians and was meant to go to Newcastle University and ended up going to Sydney University for my degree. And while I was living over there, I had really bad digestive problems and got diagnosed with IBS. and really started to look at like what I was eating, what I was drinking, the thoughts I had and the kind of lifestyle that I was living. And I think, you know, I definitely wasn't looking after my body. I really didn't think about nutrition at all. I probably went down the sort of low fat diet kind of food that was being like pushed at us at that time. I drank copious amounts of alcohol, partied most nights, as you know, a lot of students do.
Sure.
And I think I had a really negative relationship with myself. My self-talk was quite unkind and I didn't think very much of myself. And I think that when I started to take up yoga, get interested in meditation, get interested in nutrition, and basically ended up eating at this cafe so much they gave me a job, and that's how I got into food, that I really had to do like a kind of full change of loads of different parts of my life. So it probably started with food, but then it kind of came into like lots and lots of different areas, because I think probably when you start to think about what you eat, then you think about how you move, then you think about your thoughts, you think about how you purchase things, it kind of spirals, doesn't it? So it was probably the diagnosis of IBS and living in Australia, where wellness and health is a way of life. People kind of exercise together, you know, outdoors, and, you know, go on walks and go on runs, and, you know, eating well and looking after yourself is kind of part of everyday life. And I really soaked that up and loved that philosophy, that it's not about dieting or deprivation for the beach holiday, it's about looking after yourself every day. And as I said, I started working in this cafe and had probably spent a good like 5 or 6 years not knowing what I was going to do as a career. I studied ancient history at university as something I was interested in, but nothing that I was going to kind of go into. But probably from about the age of 15, I was like interning at different places, from investment banks, you know, I did dog walking, fashion, interiors. Like I was really trying to understand where my place was going to be after university. And when I started cooking and getting into food, it just felt natural. Like I can't explain it. There was no like thought process. I wasn't professionally trained. I was just like, this feels really good. And I feel like not only am I enjoying myself, but I feel like I can help people with this and, you know, really help people feel confident in the kitchen and cook healthy food that's not only good for them, but like also tastes really good as well.
Did it feel like home once you'd found this? Was it like a calling? You know, I've interviewed some people and it almost feels like a bungee cord is being pulled once they find whatever that magical correct thing is. Was it like that with you with food and then into well-being?
Definitely. I mean, at the time, so we're talking about, you know, 9, almost 10 years ago, their blogging and wellness and a career of what I do now was not a career. So I didn't, like, there was no sensibility of it. There was no, like, this is what you do next. So I had no idea how I was going to do it. But I absolutely knew in my gut, this is what I had to do. And there was no swaying me or, you know, trying to like try something else. I was like, I have to just go for this and I'll get lots of little jobs along the way to kind of support it until it comes into something. But I just felt so passionate about it. And I think I felt like, yeah, I felt like I fitted in, even though I was totally new and didn't know much about it, but it just felt right and exciting and interesting and something I could, yeah, kind of bring my magic to.
Could you just say a few words about how that, what that is like? Because this was such a new thing, especially 10 years ago, this world of you know, I know some people don't like the word influencer, but yeah, you know, influencers, bloggers, vloggers and so on. I mean, I sound every year of my 42 years the way I'm describing this. But you, some of these young kids, no, but I mean, obviously it hasn't been around that long. So for you, you know, I guess it was like the planets had aligned, wasn't it? The timing was, it couldn't have been better, I'm guessing.
Absolutely, yeah. And I think, I come from two parents who are uber passionate about their jobs, both knew what they wanted to do at age 14. One's a physio, one's a psychiatrist, and have continued to do that and love, you know, wake up every Monday morning, love what they do. So I think I have been very lucky to have that drilled into me. Be whoever you want to be, choose whatever path you want to do, but with knowing that career and, you know, what you do for work can align in this beautiful sort of passion and pleasure together.
Do you ever pinch yourself with that? Because, you know, you and I will know lots of people who, I mean, crap, one of my best mates literally wakes up on a morning and it's like, oh God, I've got to do this again, and I've got to do it to pay for the mortgage and the, you know, wife, kids, etc. Whereas to find that, to find a vocation where that you actually enjoy is, I mean, that's the dream, isn't it?
It really is. And I feel gratitude absolutely every day for it. And it's something I reflect on all the time. And I think in a way, probably just through osmosis with my parents, it's almost all I knew. So it's kind of, and my brother and sister have done the same thing. You know, it's just sort of amazing that it was like all we knew. So we just ended up falling into it.
And I'm guessing that skill set has served you well this past 12 months.
Definitely. I think that, you know, I feel very lucky that I've always worked from home, and I've mainly worked online, a bit in person, but it's mainly been online. So I've been able to kind of continue that on. It's definitely made me understand how much joy and purpose my job brings me, to be able to still do it. Because I know a lot of people haven't been able to, you know, work, and that's been really difficult for lots of people to not have that purpose and that reason to kind of get up on a Monday morning. So I feel, yeah, I feel really lucky. And I think purpose is really interesting. And I guess I was really young to kind of find mine, even though it felt like I'd been searching for a really long time. In the relative scheme of things, I was very lucky and young to kind of figure out what I want to do.
And that's true as well, isn't it? At the time, you can think that something's going on forever, and then you will look back with the benefit of hindsight. And that, I mean, I guess that's like a blip now when you look back, those not wilderness years, but the years, the time where you're not quite sure. At the time, it feels like an eternity. But once you find that passion, that calling, then you're away, aren't you?
100%. And, you know, I've learned so many things. Definitely what defines success to me, that's been something that I've had to change. You know, at one point I had quite a big team before I gave birth to my son, and then I realized I'd sort of put myself out of a job and I was just managing people, and I wasn't creative, I wasn't doing any of the things that I loved, I was just HR, and I really didn't enjoy that. And I kind of, yeah, when I gave birth, kind of reduced my team, and it's just me and one other person, and I get to be much more hands-on and do the recipes and be creative. And actually, that's why I did it. Like, that's why I always wanted freedom. And I had to really think, because I think sometimes you think, oh, success is having the office, the big team, the glitteriness. But actually, that was not success to me at all. Success to me was freedom, creativity, being kind of, sort of there to create the work and create the content rather than manage other people.
And it's a case of be careful what you wish for, isn't it? Because, you know, on the way up, like you say, you've got this mental image on when that happens, then everything will be perfect. And then, as you say, people are doing the very things that you love doing. And I mean, good for you for realizing that, though.
Yeah, I think it was difficult at the time, but it was definitely a great realization. And I think I am constantly evaluating what my values are and how I'm like aligning with my values. I don't know if you've ever done any kind of work on knowing your values, but I think it's one of the most helpful things to figure out.
No, I've been very lucky that I've done a lot of different, weird and wonderful things, but values, no. Now, please explain. I'm all over this.
Okay. So I've done it with a life coach, and I've done it with a few people along the way, but often you can look at lots of like different values, and they might be like 100 different ones. And you have a look at like which ones are most important to you. And you have to be really honest with yourself, because I think a lot of people sometimes will pick something like money or, I don't know, beauty or something like that. And actually, when you peel it back, it's actually security, or it's, you know, stability or something like that. So you have to be super honest with yourself. And there are some key questions you can ask around them to figure out. And there's lots of this online, or you can work with a coach. But my main value is freedom. And every time I kind of make a big decision or things change for me, I come back and I go, will I still feel free if I do this? Like, do I have freedom with, you know, this opportunity or this change of direction? And I think, if, you know, the more we know about ourselves, the better. I'm sure you can agree with that. But I think knowing your values and say, come up with, say, three. And if you can kind of stick by them with work, but also in your relationships, you know, with friends and family, you know, your loved ones. And I think it really, really helps that things run smoothly. And it's sometimes when you hit a crossroads or things aren't working, it's probably because it doesn't align with your values.
Oh, so good. I bet it's really powerful, isn't it, to do?
100%. It's really helpful. And it's really good, you know, to reflect on different times that things haven't worked out and be super honest with yourself. Like, because I think, you know, everyone wants to have these shiny, like, sparkly values, but actually, like, what is your true value? And like, peeling it back is really important.
I once did I don't know if you've ever done rebirthing. Because I basically, what I'm getting at here is, I cry at the drop of a hat, and I did this rebirthing. You go back and visit your, I mean, you know, your age might be different, but I think I went back and visited like the 14-year-old me. And this woman said, you know, what do you want to say to 14-year-old you? And within 10 seconds, you know, but it does stay with you though, stuff like that, doesn't it?
100%. Those little comments that people said or didn't say along the way. I mean, I definitely have some weird ones of like this one boy telling me when I was 8 that I looked better with my hair done down than my hair up. And you know, you just think, what is the most stupid thing that you've like kept in your head? These like silly little comments that people make about you, but you start building your personality on them, don't you? And then you go, you know, screw that. I can wear my hair up if I want to.
I think the reason why my jaw like hit my desk then is because I don't think not enough people realise that what might seem tiny moments in our lives can end up having the most profound impact. There's a friend of mine is a successful in the world of comedy, right? And he's a very good comedian, but he doesn't always enjoy performing. That sounds ridiculous, but he's very talented. And he went to go see a therapist to try get this sorted once and for all. And they worked it out. He was at school reading out a list of the cricket team, but doing it, funny voices, making jokes. And one of his mates just went, why don't you just shut up, right? He would have been 12 years old. And that they worked it out in this one session. My friend said it was like a knot was untied. And then from then on, hit the stage with gusto. But I mean to someone who's not au fait with that sort of stuff, you might think that's ridiculous. But that's you can totally relate to that.
I have this battle though between, obviously you want to go back and heal those wounds and understand that, but then a part of me is like, we need to be more resilient, that we can, you know, people are going to knock you down and say mean things to you your entire life, right? Yeah. We also need to be resilient to go, you know what, he did laugh at me and that sucks, but actually I'm better than that and I'm stronger than those words. So I don't know, I'm torn between the two of like healing, you know, feeling, but also building the resilience and being like, you know what, if it's going to be this one little comment that's, you know, stopping him from performing or me from being who I want to be, like, you know, I've got to be bigger than that.
That absolutely. And I've got the hairline that I've got because I have this constant battle of, you know, but I interviewed a woman called Esther Wojcicki, and her nickname is something like the godmother of Silicon Valley. And she's worked with, I mean, she must be in her 70s now, but like her, you know, one daughter is some giant in the tech world, another child. And then as a teacher, she's taught people who've gone on to become, you know, NBA stars, Congress people. And I mean, her role of honor is ridiculous, on and on and on and on. And her big thing is resilience. And this sounds awful, but it stayed with me and my wife. We've got two young girls. And a big thing of Esther Wojcicki's is she doesn't like the fact that, out of context, this sounds terrible. She doesn't like the fact that children's playgrounds are rubberized and super duper safe, because that is not a good life lesson. So her point is, the four-year-old boy flies off the roundabout in this day and age, bounces off the lovely rubbery floor, and he's absolutely fine. Whereas, you know, back in the day, I mean, I'm in the 80s, that would have been concrete. And the lesson is, you learn resilience, and also you don't mess around again. And so, again, this sounds terrible. If one of our girls falls up, they're very young, but if one of them falls over, the power of Esther Wojcicki has stayed with us so much that we have to wait, and the girl has to get herself back up. Now, we've got some funny looks, as if to say, are you monsters? You know, and obviously I can't carry Esther's book everywhere. Oh, chapter 7. But it's true, isn't it? Resilience is so important if we are going to grow.
Well, I think I'm not sure what country it is, but they put their children into the wild, like into the full-on like forest, and then they say, you've got to make your way home. And apparently there's a lot less anxiety in children there. And I think it's super hard, because I'm also a parent, and I have that battle of, I want to let him run and have free, but I also have the fear of something bad happening to him. And I do have to, kind of to and fro from it. It's tricky. It's not an easy one, that's for sure.
What age is your son?
He's 3.
So you are right. Okay. May I ask one parent to another, and I'll hold my hands up high into the air on this one. Lockdown 1 was okay. And I know you have had the full homeschooling, but still more than a handful. For whatever reason, lockdown 3, when it came to the homeschooling and sweet Lord. A couple of times I had to leave the house and scream into that metaphorical pillow. How was it for you? Because I know a lot of parents found it really tough in recent weeks.
Yeah, I mean, because my son's 3, he still goes to nursery, thank goodness. I feel very, very lucky. I feel like it was really challenging working alongside, and that battle of like, can I have another snack? I want your attention for this, and you trying to work at the same time, like I did find really difficult. But I think that I was in a privileged position that he went to nursery. I only have one, so that's maybe half as easy.
No.
Stay together, I don't know. I think the kind of winter lockdowns definitely harder, just because it's cold. It's such a miserable month anyway, and I think for me, joy comes from having dinner with friends.
You know
those are kind of the months where you really like to like create some nice joyful times, and not having that, and then having to do the relentlessness of parenting was really tricky. And I agree, I think the April lockdown, the beginning, I was like, this is so nice, and it was sunny, and like we had so much family time, and and then you want a bit of a change, but it's been a really strange year, and I think I've definitely had to like cope with lots of different things mentally. I think probably all of us have, and we've probably like had different battles to go through. How have you been?
I'd say overall, a term I use a lot is absolutely fine. There were a couple of wobbles. There were 2 days in particular consecutively where that was a struggle. I got We have an exercise bike. Now we got this way before lockdown, and my wife said, "Get rid of it. You don't use it." And then lockdown kicked in, and this thing, if I could rename it the Marriage Saver, I'd smash a bottle against it. We'd have a full ceremony. So I'd say that was such a huge help, and continues to be. How about yourself? Did you have any? If my exercise bike was my unlikely lockdown hero, how about yourself?
I haven't thought about that. I think my lockdown hero. I think probably podcasts. Just listening to podcasts and going out for a walk by myself. I think I need. You know, I work from home. I do have someone who works with me, but I do work a lot alone, and not having that alone time, I really struggled with, because normally it's like everyone leaves and then they come back and it's like, oh, that's so nice. And just having that constant, like, there's no leaving. So being able to leave, going for a walk by myself with no one else, just me and you know, whatever I was listening to, definitely was something for me. And probably sounds quite cliche because I cook anyway, but just cooking more experimental things, and lots of family games as well. That was probably like the things that brought me a lot of joy.
Now, I ask this question with my team Madeline Shaw hat on, but I'm putting words in your mouth. I sound like your publicist as I'm about to say this. But I imagine the demand for Project Madeline Shaw has surely never been higher as more and more of us seek help from other people. Is that fair to say?
Yeah, definitely. I think more people are cooking at home. People who potentially weren't interested in health before have been much more interested. Also, like, we're just, you know, normally in a day, a lot of people might grab their breakfast on the go, grab their lunch on the go, maybe even grab their dinner on the go at their office. And now suddenly they're going to have to do all at home. So I think, yeah, supplying more quick, fun, easy, healthy recipes, giving more tips about how to boost your immune system or how to, you know, reduce stress during this time. I've done a lot of things on breathing and meditation. I think it's been, yeah, really interesting and great to see people so engaged in this, because I think, you know, I've always thought it was really important, but it's great when you see other people put that as a forefront, as an important thing as well.
Now, I'm going full QVC here, Madeline. I make no apology for that. Your website, anyone listening to this is going to think, well, Madeline must be transferring in money directly the way he's going to say it. But I felt calmer just for spending time on your website. And obviously you're thinking, yeah, you moron, that's the whole point of it. But genuinely, I imagine a lot of thought must have gone into that, because there is something soothing that the colour choices, the picture choices. Can you please talk us through that, Madeline? Because I feel like if ever I get stressed in future, I just need to spend 10 minutes on madelineshaw.com.
People say that about my voice and meditation.
Yes.
People say they just watch my YouTube videos to help them fall asleep. I was like, God, I'm so boring. It was like, oh yeah, put her on. So I think maybe I have that energy.
Oh man. The thing is that is a if someone said that to me, I'd say that was an insult. But that is a compliment, isn't it? Given what you do for a living, in a way, that is the ultimate compliment, really. That you know what that person is saying is, I find you incredibly soothing. I mean, that's no, but I tell you what, I think part of the reason I got the balance gig is my addiction to self help. It's one of the reasons, anyway. So I've been this self help fan for years. I can't say who it is. I'll tell you. I'll happily tell you off the show. But there's a leading self-help person. How they've become successful, I have no idea, because they've got the most grating, aggressive voice. And whenever I listen to their audiobook, I'm like, how has this happened for you? You know, But you are blessed with this soothing aura, I guess.
Yeah, and I think it comes from practices that I do, like meditation and yoga and looking after myself. But I think my mum says I was born smiling. And as a baby, I just smiled. And she and I, you know, throughout my kind of time at school, because I didn't, you know, ever excel in anything at school. And I used to say to my mum, I'm not good at anything and everyone else is good at this and this. And she would say, but you're really good at smiling and that will get you really far in life. And I remember thinking, God, this is total bullshit. Oh, I don't know if I can say that. Was, you know, this is rubbish. But it's actually really true. And it's probably been like a major reason through, you know, some of the work that I've done and things that happen is just that energy, that positivity. And it does count for a lot. So I'm very grateful for that. But I think it's just my soul. It's me. And I've always been that way.
I mean, I'd say your mum was actually being very prescient there. Because, I mean, she sort of, maybe she knew before you did, but she's guided you to the very thing that you've ended up doing. You know, perhaps, you know, she's seen which way the wind was blowing. I mean, it's, I'd say 1-0 to your mum.
100%. Oh, my God. Literally, I could go on about my mum all day. The many things she said and done and helped with, I mean, she's quite a woman, but I'm glad you like the website and I'm glad everyone's feeling super calm. No, I'll one day get my M&S gig of Christmas advert. That will be the ultimate.
do you do voiceovers?
I don't. I have a friend who's a voiceover agent and I've tried to we're you know, quite good friends. And I'm like, you know, are you taking anyone on, but she's not asked me yet. Maybe one day.
What? Unbelievable. Now, may I ask, how did the... through Balance, I've done quite a bit via Better You, and I've used the Better You stuff down the years. I went fully... I nearly said, it's great gear, like fully Northern when I said that. But how did that come about? How did working with Better You come about?
Well, I've been a massive fan of theirs forever. So I lived in Australia and there was this cafe called Sovereign and it was run by this guy called Pete, who was very eccentric. He didn't wear any underpants, shorts, like a tank top, and was so innovative. When I think of everything he sold, like...
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Normally, being a little extra can be a bit much. But when it comes to healthcare, it pays to be extra. And United Healthcare makes it easy with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they supplement your primary plan, helping you manage out-of-pocket costs without the usual requirements and restrictions like deductibles and enrollment periods. So when it comes to covering your medical bills, you can feel good about being a little extra. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Blue light glasses, like magnesium, turmeric powder, like all, basically, if you would take him, everything he did 10 years ago, you know, billion dollar industries, everything that he was talking about has become mainstream. And one of the things that he did is he'd made his own magnesium oil with apple cider vinegar in because it was exfoliating. I mean, he was super cool.
So this guy could not have been more ahead of his time.
Oh my God. And I remember thinking, blue light glasses, whatever. And now I wear them. Now I wear them at night.
My wife even got me, because I'm sat here so much, she's got me, I never wear them. But
no, yeah. Like, I mean, everything, nut butters, you know, I'll say activated bread, everything. And he'd be doing it for years before. He's kind of, yeah, very, very interesting. Anyway, he got me onto magnesium. These magnesium lotions that he'd make. And then I came back to London and I was like, I've got to get, you know, into magnesium. And Better You were like the, I don't know if they were the only brand, but at the time kind of doing creams and that, you know, through the body magnesium, because obviously tablets have probably been around more. And I, yeah, became obsessed with them and then was taking their, all their sprays, their vitamin D, because I knew how important that was, especially coming from Australia back to London.
Yeah.
And then I put them with my son, you know, the minute he was little, put him on vitamin D and the health sprays. So, you know, every morning he'll open his mouth and I'll just spray his little vitamins into him. And I'd always wanted to create my own range of supplements, didn't have any idea how to do it and wasn't quite sure, but had, you know, it'd been something that was brewing for a long time. And then we basically got to chatting and we were like, would you like to do something with me? And they said yes. And it generally just worked out. And Andrew, the founder, I don't know if you've met him.
I think so.
He is amazing.
Andrew, if I have, I'm so sorry.
You should interview him. He's so intelligent and incredible, and the brand and everyone who works for the brand is so amazing. And it started, magnesium was their first product, and he's got a great story around it, but he's done so much research into kind of oral sprays and how they absorb much, they absorb really quickly, and because they go directly into the bloodstream rather than through the digestive system. And so we created a range together. There's four products and they're kind of all around motherhood. So the first product that you might start with, you don't have to start in this order, but would be conception. So this is a spray specifically for women who are trying to have a baby. And then you move on to pregnancy. And this was really important because during my pregnancy, I don't know if your wife was the same, but I was really sick. And every morning, like, taking on those three or four giant pills was like a mental battle. And, you know, a lot of the time you might throw it up and not get those nutrients. And we know how important it is that, you know, your little baby is sucking the life out of you. You need those extra nutrients. So having that spray and not having to swallow anything, having that pill-free formula is really important. And then there's the children's health spray. And that's, what's great about it is because you've got two kids, you can use it over, you know, all your children. It's just on dosage of their age. So you just spray either 3, 4, 5 times based on their age. And there's thiamine in there. And what's really good about that is it's really important for children's eyes. So Andrew was saying to me how obviously a lot of our kids are on screens, especially, you know, modern day life, but equally, you know, lots of Zoom school. And it's deteriorating our eyes. So it's really important to be supplementing with that to make sure that our eyes don't get damaged. And I was like, yes, I love it. Like, there's just this amazing formulation for growth, for, you know, wellness, that's thinking about the modern child, because obviously the modern child needs different things. And then the final product is your hair, skin and nails. So it's kind of called Get Your Glow Back. Because glow has been a big part of my brand and the word that I use. So this is kind of amazing for people who want to grow their hair, their nails, have really lovely skin. Lots of people.
Brutal. Absolutely brutal. Of all the people to roast me, I never thought it'd be you. Absolutely incredible.
I'm really enjoying. Is that a picture of you behind yourself?
Oh, there's a story. There's... Interesting story here, just to get very defensive here. So we do these, I own this company called Always Be Comedy, and we do these, we've been doing comedy nights for 10 years. This year's our 10th year. And then as soon as the lockdown happened, we moved to online. So start of April, started these online comedy nights. believe it or not, Rachel, sorry, this is appalling talking about myself here, but Rachel Paris and Marcus Brigstock were on Graham Norton recently talking about the shows they do with us at Always Be Comedy. It was, I mean, like ridiculous to watch it happen. I mean, it was, you know, it was absolutely bonkers. Anyway, we did. There was one gig in particular we did, and there was a comedian, and they had a poster of themselves behind them, right? And I rinsed after their set. I rinsed them. I was like, someone's got tickets on themselves. Anyway, fast forward literally 2 weeks, we won this award for these virtual shows, and the people who gave us this award, Joe, sent this poster. And just to admit what a shameless hypocrite I am, I could not print it out quick enough. As soon as it arrived, print, pin up. Absolute full-scale hypocrisy from me. Could not wait to pin it up. I mean, it's the fact that it's the garland. I mean, it's...
I love it. It looks like you're like a football legend, you know?
I mean, you're making me want to take it down, I'll be honest. We did a gig recently, and there was a Q&A section, and someone in the crowd asked a question. Is there anyone else you'd put a picture up behind yourself with a garland wreath around the head? And, I had to take that one on the chin, I'm afraid. actually, one thing I wanted to ask there, apart from the fact that my hair will never grow, what was that feeling like when you know, because you say that the dream was to have a range such as this, but that must be... I mean, an incomparable feeling when you're holding your own product with your literal name on it. What's that like? That must be wonderful.
It's amazing. And I think something I have to remind myself is to really enjoy the moment. It's super easy, I think, for people to create something and think, what's next? What's next? So I really try and like soak it in as much as possible and feel the pride, feel the moment, because, you know, otherwise it kind of goes and then you're thinking about what's next or how can I be better or be more successful or more this or whatever. So it felt incredible. It really did. And we had some really great feedback within the first month that someone had taken it and fallen pregnant. You know, feedback like that is amazing, and you know, anything that you can do to make people's lives better. And I know, you know, how much, you know, becoming a mother meant to me, and to help someone else do that is super incredible.
I mean, that is mind-blowing, isn't it?
I know, it really is. It must be. I do think about that, as you know, obviously we've created a fertility product, and for anyone who works in fertility, you know, acupuncturists, you know, gynecologists, To know that you've helped people create more children, it must be such an incredible achievement.
Now that I'm with you, someone else, this thing of it's important to smell the roses, right? And so, like with you there, that thing of holding this Madeline Shaw product, I mean, I'm like living vicariously through you. As I think I'm more proud than you are. Do you still set yourself goals, though? Do you do those exercises in 6 months X or in 12 months X?
Sort of. I mean, I'm looking, so behind you, I've got a kind of vision board and then goals and things like that. So yeah, I definitely do. I like to set sort of in different areas of my life. So might be financial, so saving or putting X into my pension. And then it might be relationship. So I have like my boyfriend's name and like all the different things that I want to do. So things like show up and rise, like listen to everything he says, make time for him. And I like to look at those things. And then career-wise, probably only think in 6 months. I find it hard to think in 5 years, just because if I think 5 years ago, how much has changed? I don't even know what I'll be doing in 5 years time. So I like to think in 6 months, and I like to have maybe one or two projects that I'm like, this is my focus. And then there'll be lots of other little bits that happen around as well. But yeah, I kind of think yeah, think like that. And I'm flexible with time frames as well, because the, you know, even with this Better You collaboration, it was meant to launch in September and then it moved, you know, things around. I think what I've learned is the best is to say what you want, write it down, have it in front of you, but then let it go and just, like, you know, it will happen in the time frame that it happens. And that's really hard, especially if you're a controlling person, but it's something that I've realized makes life easier, because then you can just crack on with other things.
I can relate to all of that so much, to the extent where I'll let you into a secret. Above my screen, I also have I have to remember that this is going out as a podcast and people are going to listen to me oversharing it. I did an exercise with a life coach, and she had me do a letter from fear. Mm-hmm. So write all the things that you don't like about yourself, and, you know, all the negativity and all of that. Set fire to that in the garden. My wife watched me do it in the back garden. She walked me back in the. She saw me walk back in the house, and her face said, "What have I married?" And then there's a letter from love, and you write all these great things about yourself. We were in the car, and she's driving. I'm in the passenger seat, and then she goes, "I've got something to admit." And I went, "What is it?" And then I knew exactly what it was, and she went, "I read your letter." Honestly, the temptation to open the car door and roll out of the moving car through pure embarrassment. But anyway, I say that, it's still there. Those exercises, do you find this, to any of the doubters, do you find that the things, it works, doesn't it? The things do come true.
100%.
Yeah.
Manifestation, I've always been like big on. Like, I remember when I first started, so it's going to be 9 years in September, I was so confident in my head. I think sometimes you have to be that to start something. Like, I thought, I didn't understand why journalists wouldn't be interested in interviewing me about health and wellness. I, like, couldn't get it. I was like, this is the most important thing in the world and everyone should know about it. And I remember saying to someone, like, I want to do something with innocent smoothies, and I want to, like, you know, I'm just going to like have a smoothie range with them or something, like, really big like that. And that specifically didn't happen. But 4 years later, I designed a smoothie range for Savsay, which is another kind of big juice range, and have my own ones with, like, my face on the front and stuff. And I look back and I go, oh my God, like, in my head, like, I was so sure of myself that something like that would happen. And it didn't happen exactly, but 3 years later it did happen in a very real way, and lots of stuff like that's happened to me, like, really weird. And that's why I try and think big, and I think that, yeah, but equally sometimes I can self-destruct as well and think negatively, and since something negative happens in my relationship or in, you know, my work or something, not really bad, but just, I don't know, I think I can see it both ways. It's mainly positive, but I can also see when I self-sabotage as well.
I did do therapy for years. These days it's like once a year, it's like popping for the MOT and all that. But I used to go every single week. Now the big thing, I shouldn't say the big thing, one of the big things was self-talk. And honest to goodness, I mean, it's life changing, isn't it? When you realize that, I mean, mine was absolutely appalling. But when you realize that you have to and can do something about that, I mean, that's seismic stuff, isn't it?
My first kind of understanding of that was when I was living in Australia. I did 40 days, 40 nights of yoga, and each week we met for different themes. And one of the themes was, what tapes do you play in your head? And they said, go away, listen to the thoughts and see if there's a theme. And my theme, which I'm sure a lot of women, I'm sure men as well, can relate to, was the victim tape. Something bad happens to me, some very handsome man saves me. Probably because I've watched a lot of Disney and rom-coms. Yeah. And that has just gone in. But then it would used to happen in relationships or things, because I was constantly playing this tape of, like, poor me, you know, I'm, you know, this is wrong, or I'm too small, and then this big presence will come in my life and look after me. And like, I really had to, I was probably 21, 22 when I figured that out, and I was like, I've got to be my own hero. And I think we've all got to do that. I think that that kind of victim mentality and that sort of putting off happiness until someone else comes and makes it better is probably something a lot of people can relate to. It's something like I can sometimes go back into, because it's, you know, definitely had a good 20 or so years of kind of submerging in it. But it's something that I was kind of sad. Like, it was quite shocking when you realize that you're like playing out these really kind of dark scenarios to then be saved by someone else.
If we're in the same room, I'd give you a high five on that one. Mine is, my therapist, bless her, I've admitted to her that sometimes I'll have to say something out loud, like, stop it, like that. And she'll go, no, that's good. Do that. But I mean, even now to this day, my poor wife, I'll be like putting the dishes away and she'll be in the room next door and she'll hear me just go, shut up. Because I'm having to stop myself from going down that mental path of, you know, doing the kind of punching myself in the face. But I guess people that don't do that, they won't know what you and I are talking about. But I think it's probably more common than the greater world realizes.
100%. Well, they say sometimes it's the first few sessions of therapy when people are at their worst, because you suddenly go, oh God, like, I think like that, or I'm having these sorts of thoughts. Whereas sometimes it can be completely like unconscious, right? These thoughts like, I hate myself, you're so ugly, you're this, whatever, they're just going on and you're not even realizing, because they've just been there for so long. And then you go see someone and they start unpacking it for you. I think that it can be really difficult, and probably it's why a lot of people don't do the work, right? It's really can be really difficult at first, and then it does get better.
Oh, I mean, that, forgive the, I know I talk like someone that's had a lot of therapy, but that journey of the self is so powerful, and it's incredibly painful. But you do know that as you're embarking on it, as painful as it was, I mean, I'm not saying I'm, because now I'm cured. No, but as painful as it was, you know, as long as you keep telling yourself this is a really powerful and great thing that you're doing, I mean, that journey's, it was tough, but it's the best, isn't it?
Absolutely.
He said while defensively folding his arms, but yeah. tear down his right cheek. But you know what I mean.
What has been, I know I'm not meant to interview you, but I'm just intrigued. What has been the most helpful therapy or discovery or coach or moment for you?
Just over 10 years ago to the day, deciding I wasn't going to drink anymore.
Okay.
And now my therapist, when I told her that I was going to do this, I think I got the impression that she thought she'd failed in some way, because she was like, I don't think you need to do that. Where I was very much, no, this is a decision I'm going to make, and I think I'm going to stick with it. And a couple of times she'd come back to it, she'd be like, you're absolutely sure? Because I think she wanted... I think in her dream scenario, she'd have me as the kind of person that could have one or two drinks. But yeah. I knew I can't do that. So I would say that that was the singular most powerful thing, because of all the things that happened as a very positive consequence of that. I mean, I could write a literal book about the impact that can have on your life. How about yourself?
I think definitely that kind of 40 days and 40 nights of yoga, I guess it taught me so many things. It taught me discipline, it taught me meditation, and it taught me about the tapes that I play in my head. And that was really life-changing. What else has been a really amazing thing for me? I think being in Australia, like just that experience of finding my feet in a new country, there's something kind of incredible about not having the ghosts of the past, you know, probably for you, like alcohol pressuring you down the pub, you know, your friends living in a certain way, you were like, you almost got a fresh slate where I was like, I can choose my friends and I can choose what I do and I hang out. And that was really liberating to allow me to become me, because probably for a long time, I did what I did to fit in with the people that I had grown up with and knew and did. And so I think that was really liberating to just give me these kind of 3 years of space to figure that out. So I think that was really incredible.
I'm just going to go on record and say this has been one of my, in more than 120 episodes, this has been one of my absolute favourites, and I can't thank you enough. But I'm also mindful of you being stupendous. I just looked at the clock, and it's sign of a, always sign of a great chat when it's at least half an hour later than you thought it was. So now, a question that I often forget to ask, and it's the name of the podcast, is, may I ask, what do you do for balance, Madeline?
For balance, I make sure I check in. And I think I like to do like a little 45-second check-in where I close my eyes and I center myself and I go, what do I need? And I think I try and do this every day. And that just really helps me, you know what I need in that moment, whether that's I don't need to exercise today, or I do need to eat these kind of foods, or like I need to just like take a break from work. And I think I achieve balance by constantly, yeah, reconnecting and knowing what I need in that moment. And I think I achieve balance by looking at my life in pillars and nourishing all, I'm sure you've done the Wheel of Life, all the kind of different segments of it and giving them equal weight. And when one of them feels like it's not as, you know, not filling me up as much, giving more attention to it so that I feel like I'm giving and spending time with my family, but also on myself and in my friendship. So just giving evenly to each thing. And when things slip, as they do, just bring you back a bit more love to that.
Well, look, you've inspired me. I'm gonna do the values exercise. I'm gonna do my first manifesting list for how many months will it be? Only a couple of months. That's not too bad. But you've in the best way possible. You've inspired me to do that. And then also, I'll hyperlink it in the episode anyway. But I would heartily recommend you check out, not you, obviously. You. Check out your own website, Madeline. No, but Madeline has done a 10-point guide to well-being on madelineshaw.com that is, I mean, it is the very tenets of life itself are within those 10 points. And, but I think the thing is with those 10 things is that if we were to all adhere to them, I know such are the vagaries of life, but I mean, that's it, isn't it? It's all there, really.
Yeah, I think sometimes when you think about health, even if you think about humanity and how we interact with each other, it really is quite simple. We just get in our own way all the time. Like, you know, we really do know what's good for us and what's the right to do. And I think, I don't know, we overcomplicate things. I think maybe it's because we like to discover more, but actually simplicity is key.
I do love me some namaste hands, and there you go. Yeah, that was such an honour to chat with you. So thank you so much, Madeline.
No, I had such a nice time. I big smile on my face.
Me too. Bless you. Thank you very much for everything.
Thank you.
Take care. Thank you. Huge and heartfelt thanks to Madeline and the people who made it happen. Such a privilege to chat with and listen to Madeline. If you've enjoyed it, please do us a solid. We are at Balance LDN across the socials. I'm at James Gill Comedy. Huge and heartfelt thanks to you all as always. We have hyperlinked Madeline's Better You range in the episode. Thank you again to Madeline. Good luck to all of you, genuinely, as the restrictions ease. I appreciate it's not easy. Of course it's not easy. That itself brings with it fresh anxieties, I guess. If you're venturing out for the first time in a while, it is unusual. You can see already things are busying up, aren't they? So good look out there. I really mean that. Take care. We'll see you next Monday. Thank you as always. I've been James Gill. Goodbye.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic-butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.